As you already know, Major League Baseball's hot stove has been off to a little bit of a slow start so far. However, there are some Yankees news and rumors that we can discuss. We got some catching up to do. Let's get right into it on this brand new episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, which begins right now.
You are listening to the Pinstripe Talk podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered to you by Delahanty Media. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. If you're new to our show, we welcome you aboard. If you are a returning member, we thank you for tuning in. Now, as always, make sure you follow us on social media for all the latest news and updates regarding our show. Obviously, if you're watching on our YouTube stream, we encourage you to hit the little red button on the right-hand side of your screen. If you're listening on the audio side, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review on whatever podcasting platform you are tuning into our show on. Now, today's show, pretty interesting. We've got a couple of topics to talk about. The Yankees have made some minor moves. There's some news and rumors regarding the Bronx Bombers, and we're going to give you all the latest updates on this episode. Let's start off with the big topic, and that's DJ LeMahieu. Obviously, LeMahieu remains unsigned, and recent reports have speculated that the Yankees and LeMahieu are pretty far apart in contract negotiations. It seems like the Yankees are pushing for a four-year deal, where LeMahieu's camp is looking for that fifth year in any contract that he does sign. So obviously, when you're looking at the years, the numbers in terms of finances are going to be off. So it appears that LeMahieu is looking for 5 years, around the $125 million at price that the Yankees at this point in time don't appear to be willing to go to. And there have been recent reports, and one came out from Jeff Passan stating that the Blue Jays have emerged as a big-time suitor for DJ LeMahieu. And I think that there's a lot of smoke with regards to these rumors. And obviously, I'm not saying Passan is wrong. Obviously, I think that the Blue Jays are involved. But I do think it is a play by LeMahieu's camp to try to drive up DJ's price tag. Now, let's remember, slow-moving market, teams are hurting financially. So there are guys at the top and throughout free agency that are going to be impacted by that. So for a guy like LeMahieu coming off two absolute monster years with the Yankees, you're trying to capitalize right now on what may be your final big payday of your career. So you can't discredit them for looking for that fifth year. Nobody is saying that, you know, it's a bad thing or that they're wrong by doing that. At this point in time, it just appears that the Yankees are not willing to go to that fifth year. Do I think that they come to an agreement? Absolutely. If you listen to what General Manager Brian Cashman has to say regarding LeMahieu, you know that the Yankees truly love this guy and they want him back. But as time goes on and as the price tag kind of sets itself, I think that the Yankees are ready to pivot to Plan B if they think that that is a better plan long term. Let's remember, the Yankees have a couple of pretty long contracts, Gerrit Cole, Giancarlo Stanton to name a few. And you're also getting to that point where in a couple of years, you're going to have to start paying guys like Aaron Judge, Gleyber Torres, Gary Sanchez if he figures it out. So there are question marks surrounding this team and the finances and staying under the luxury tax. Getting into a bidding war for DJ LeMahieu just may not make sense. At this point in time, I wouldn't panic. I think that there is a lot of rumors and speculation being thrown out there because obviously both sides want to get things done and they don't want this to linger on because the longer it lingers on, it does impact your future plans. But I do ultimately think that they will find a way to meet in that middle ground that fits both parties. Heading into 2021, my stance remains the same. I still think that by opening day, DJ LeMahieu will be in Pinterest. And I think that they'll figure out something that, like I said before, will work for both parties involved. Now, as we're on the topic of big name free agents, Trevor Bauer kind of trolled Yankee fans this past week on social media. On Twitter, CBS Sports posted a poll where they ranked the best Twitter users of 2020, and it was a mix of all different sports accounts, most notably baseball. And Trevor Bauer was able to come away with the victory over Jared Carrabis in the finals. Now, to get votes and to get people to actually support him, Bauer went to extremes to get the fans involved in this vote. And he even took it to the point where he put on a Yankee hat and was actually seen on social media trying to get the Yankee fans to vote on his side. Now, some people, and I'm not saying everybody, but some speculated that maybe this is a ploy that he may sign with the Yankees. I still think there is a under 20% chance he signs with the New York Yankees. The only way this is even possible is if DJ LeMahieu walks and the Yankees decide that, look, instead of allocating those funds elsewhere, we're going to pay Bauer to give us that number two starting pitcher that we desperately need. And I still think that's a long shot. So Bauer played his cards right. Obviously, he won the social media poll. Good for him. But don't get your hopes up. I still don't think that Trevor Bauer is in the solution for the Yankees because of his price tag. I think that other teams are going to just outbid the Yankees in a sense because, let's remember, the luxury tax issue the Yankees are coming up with. And I just feel like they're not the ideal destination right now for Trevor Bauer. And obviously things could change, but right now I would say the chances of him landing in the Bronx are very slim to none. Now, this is a rumor that came about a couple of weeks back, but there were rumors speculating that the New York Yankees were discussing trades with the Pittsburgh Pirates regarding the Pirates' first baseman and a starting pitcher. And that first baseman is Josh Bell, and the pitcher is Jameson Taillon. Now, to give you a little bit of backside on both players, Bell, a 28-year-old former All-Star, but there are a couple of things that will concern you about Bell. First and foremost, his struggles were not just 2020 alone. Dating back to 2019, he had a really bad second half, and you know the numbers don't really indicate that, but he did have his fair share of struggles, so it's been more than a year and a half, and obviously 2020 was a shortened season, but you have to be concerned that this guy has had his struggles. Not a free agent until 2023, switch hitting option. The guy is talented, obviously, but where does he really fit with this Yankee team unless you trade Luke Voit? So I don't know how much fruition or how much talk really went deep into Josh Bell. I think it may be the Yankees doing their due diligence to see maybe they could get him at a lower price, and it may benefit them if they do make a couple of different moves that alter the roster a bit. And in regards to Taillon, 29-year-old coming off his second Tommy John surgery. Let's remember, this guy was a really good arm when he was healthy, but you have to be a little concerned with the Tommy John surgeries in the past. You know, how does he hold up? The Yankees need stability and innings, and who knows if Taillon even gives them that. And let's remember, the offseason is a time where teams discuss multiple things, and a lot of things don't even come into fruition. So there may just be rumors here. There may be more to it. But I do know that Brian Cashman is doing all of his homework to ensure that he finds the right deals to help put this Yankee team in a better position to win a World Series in 2021. Now, do I think something comes out of this? I don't know. It really depends on what happens with the roster. Voit's a big piece. Obviously, you're not going to trade for Bell unless you free up the first base spot. And I don't think the Yankees are really willing or ready to do that based on what they're saying about how much they love having Voit around. So I do think that the Yankees were doing their homework, but I wouldn't read much into this one at this point. Heading back to the theme of social media, current free agent reliever Trevor Rosenthal really got Yankee fans going when he posted this tweet on December 15th. Rosenthal stated, "If you play for the Yankees, do you have to be clean-shaven in an off-season Zoom meeting?" So Rosenthal was having a little fun with Yankee fans, but it would make a lot of sense for the Yankees to consider bringing in the right-hander to give them additional bullpen help. For those of you who don't remember who Rosenthal is, the guy was an elite closer with the Cardinals for a two-year span from 2014 to 2015, registered 40-plus saves in both years, but really fell off the map. He's been around the league ever since, spent some time with Washington, Detroit, Kansas City, and San Diego, but he's really resurged his career to the point where he's worth an extended look. He could be a guy at that back end of the bullpen that could give Aaron Boone some flexibility and stability, and it's a move that would make a lot of sense for the Yankees. Now, is there a deal in place? No. But is it interesting to keep an eye on? Absolutely. This offseason, we expect the Yankees to add some pitching help, both starting and bullpen help, and Rosenthal could be a guy that could really slide in nicely at that back end of the Yankees bullpen. Now, we have some Yankees news and notes that are pretty relevant to discuss with you. First and foremost, Jonathan Holder is officially gone. The right-hander has signed with the Chicago Cubs as part of a non-guaranteed deal for the 2021 season. And Holder had his fair share of struggles with the Yankees. Obviously, couldn't find that consistency. The Yankees non-tendered him prior to the Rule 5 draft to open up some roster space. And Holder looked elsewhere for an opportunity to pitch at the big league level. He'll get that opportunity with the Cubs. We'll see how that plays out. The next big move, and you could say it's big because the Yankees really haven't done much yet, is Nestor Cortez is back. Cortez has had a wild ride. Drafted by the Yankees, picked up in the Rule 5 draft by the Orioles. The Orioles returned him to the Yankees, and the Yankees ended up trading him last offseason to get international bonus pool money. And for Cortez, It's a return to the Yankees. He struggled at the big league level, but he provides flexibility for the Yankees moving forward. Maybe they try to fit him in the rotation. Maybe they try him in the bullpen. Who knows what they're thinking with Cortez, but it's on a minor league pact, and we'll see how that plays out for the left-hander. And finally, Adam Warren has re-signed with the Yankees. This will be his fourth, and I mean fourth, stint with the Bronx Bombers. Warren, a right-hander coming off Tommy John surgery, signed a two-year deal last year. Yankees did that to kind of hold him with the organization. Obviously, they wanted to keep him around, but they cut ties with him in July and then brought him back. It was all part of the plan, as per Brian Cashman. So we'll see if Warren can kind of get back on track and be a steady piece in the Yankees bullpen. Now, as we kind of talked about some news, rumors, some fun stories, I think the main thing that Yankee fans need to remember during this time is that it's going to be a little bit slower than we're normally used to seeing. And there's a lot of factors in that. First and foremost, it's a slow-moving market. It should have been figured that way because of the fact of the COVID-19 virus and the impact it had on so many clubs. Now, do I expect the Yankees to be silent? No. I expect them to make moves, but it's very possible that these moves may not happen until early to mid-January. And with the speculation that the season may get pushed back, and in all likelihood, it looks like that's going to be the case, teams have more time to really map out their rosters, and free agents, in turn, have more of an opportunity to seek their options and see what's really out there for them on the table. Like I said earlier, I'm still a firm believer LeMahieu will be back in pinstripes. I don't think they're going to get Trevor Bauer. I don't think they're going to make any big splashes other than LeMahieu if that ends up being the case. There's a lot of different moving parts, and the Yankees' offseason really hinges on what happens with LeMahieu, because this team could look a lot different if LeMahieu does not return. I would believe partially about the Blue Jays. I believe that there's teams interested, because obviously there should be every major league team knocking at his doorstep because he's that good of a ball player. However, I don't know if this is just some smoke to get the Yankees thinking or whatnot, but I do think they'll come to an agreement eventually. And as the offseason goes along, obviously, stick with us and we'll continue to do shows to talk about all the latest news and updates regarding the New York Yankees. With that being said, this is another episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast. As we're in the holiday season, on behalf of myself and the Delahanty Media family, we would like to wish everybody a safe and happy holiday. And we'd like to thank you personally for taking time out of your busy schedules to listen to our show throughout the entire year. Your support has been tremendous, and we cannot thank you enough. If you haven't followed us on social media yet, if you're watching on YouTube, it's listed on your screen. If not, you can search us up on Facebook by looking up Pinstripe Talk Podcast, on Twitter at Pinstripe Talk ND, and on Instagram at Delahanty Media. Check out our website, DelahantyMedia.com. for all the latest news and updates regarding our show, the Let's Debate podcast, and a lot more that we have in store for 2021. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that little red button in the right-hand corner of your screen. If you're listening on audio platform, subscribe, rate, and review on whatever podcasting platform you so choose. Once again, my name is Nick Delahanty. I'm the host of Pinstripe Talk Podcast. We wish everybody a safe and happy holiday season. And as always, let's go Yankees. Take care, everyone.